Welcome to Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis, for the game between the Milwaukee Brewers and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Craig Counsell. Batting second. The shortstop, J.J. Hardy. Batting third. The left fielder, Ryan Braun. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Prince Fielder. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Mike Cameron. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Corey Hart. Batting seventh. The DH, Matt Gamel. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Casey McGehee. Batting ninth. The catcher, Jason Kendall. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Manny Parra. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Denard Span. Batting second. The catcher, Joe Mauer. Batting third. The first baseman, Justin Morneau. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Michael Cuttier. Batting fifth. The DH, Joe Creed. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Brendan Harris. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Carlos Gomez. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Matt Tolbert. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Nick Punto. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Kevin Slowey. And now, play ball. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Counsell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Tolbert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Hardy hits a fly ball into left field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Braun hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Brewers nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Span hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fielder scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Span for the out. One out. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Mauer takes first base on ball 4. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Morneau hits a pop-up beyond third. McGehee can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Mauer moves to second. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cuttier hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-0, Twins. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Creed hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Counsell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brendan Harris batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Gomez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Fielder hits a fly ball into left field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Cameron strikes out. Two outs. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Tolbert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Twins 3, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Matt Tolbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolbert bunts towards third. McGehee fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Punto bunts towards first. Fielder scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Punto for the out. Tolbert moves to second. One out. Denard Spann is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. There goes Tolbert. The throw from Kendall and he is safe. Tolbert steals third. Denard Spann is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Spann is 0 for 1 in the game. Spann takes first base on ball 4. Joe Maurer is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Maurer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Maurer hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Tolbert tags and scores. Two outs. It's 4-0, Twins. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Morneau is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morneau hits a fly ball into right field. Hart settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Matt Gamel is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gamel is hit by the pitch. Casey McGehee is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. McGehee hits a line drive towards short. Punto reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kendall hits a ball on the ground towards short. Punto fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Twins 4, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cuttier is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cuttier hits a fly ball into left center field. The ball bounces into the stands for a ground rule double. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Creed is 0 for 1 in the game. Creed hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hardy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Harris is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Harris hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cuttier scores. It's 5-0, Twins. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Gomez is 0 for 1 in the game. Gomez hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Council catches it and throws to first to double up Harris. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Craig Council is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Council is 0 for 1 in the game. Council hits a fly ball into left field. Spann settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.J. Hardy is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Hardy is 0 for 1 in the game. Hardy hits a fly ball into right field, out of the reach of Cuttier. Hardy reaches second base with a double. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Braun is 0 for 1 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harris fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0 for 1 in the game. Fielder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Twins 5, and the Brewers nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Craig Council now playing shortstop. Bill Hall now playing third base. Casey McGehee now playing second base. Matt Tolbert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tolbert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Tolbert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Council scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nick Punto, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Punto is 0-for-0 in the game. Punto takes first base on ball 4. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Span is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Span hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Punto moves to third. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mauer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Mauer hits a ball on the ground and there's an error on the play. Punto scores. Span moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 6-0, Twins. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Morneau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morneau hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Cameron, who is chasing the ball. Morneau reaches third base with a triple. Span scores. Mauer goes all the way around to score. It's 8-0, Twins. Mark DeFelice now pitching. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morneau scores. It's 9-0, Twins. Joe Creed is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Creed is 0-for-2 in the game. Creed strikes out. 2 outs. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Harris is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Harris hits a ball on the ground towards short. Council scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Cameron is 0-for-1 in the game. Cameron hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Hart is 0-for-1 in the game. Hart hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harris fields it and throws to second for the out. 1 out. Matt Gamel is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gamel is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Gamel hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Hart moves to third. Casey McGehee is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. McGehee is 0-for-1 in the game. McGehee hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hart tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 9-1, Twins. Jason Kendall, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Kendall is 0-for-1 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gomez is 0-for-2 in the game. Gomez hits a fly ball into center field. Cameron settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. RJ Swindle now pitching. Matt Tolbert is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tolbert is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Tolbert hits a fly ball into left field. Braun settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Punto is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Punto strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Counsell is 0 for 2 in the game. Counsell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Harris settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a line drive towards short. Punto reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Braun is 0 for 2 in the game. Braun hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Fielder is 0 for 2 in the game. Fielder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Twins 9, and the Brewers 1. The Twins will come to bat. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Span is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Span hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-1, Twins. Joe Mauer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mauer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Mauer strikes out. 1 out. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morneau is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Morneau hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jorge Julio now pitching. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morneau moves to second. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Cuttier is 3 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Braun who is chasing the ball. Cuttier reaches third base with a triple. Morneau scores. It's 11-1, Twins. Joe Creed batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Creed is 0 for 3 in the game. Creed hits a line drive towards third. Hall reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Brendan Harris is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Harris is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Harris hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McGehee settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mike Cameron is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Cameron is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Cameron hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cuttier. Cameron reaches second base with a double. Jody Jarrett pinch runs for Mike Cameron. Corey Hart is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hart is 0 for 2 in the game. Hart strikes out. 1 out. Matt Gamel is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Gamel is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Gamel hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Casey McGehee is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. McGehee is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. McGehee hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Gomez. McGehee reaches second base with a double. Jarrett scores. It's 11-2, Twins. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Kendall is 0 for 2 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into left field. Span settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Brewers 2. The Twins will come to bat. Jody Jarrett now playing center field. Carlos Gomez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gomez is 0 for 3 in the game. Gomez hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kendall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mitch Stetter now pitching. Matt Tolbert is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Tolbert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Tolbert hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hall fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Nick Punto is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Punto is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Punto hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGehee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Brewers 2. The Brewers will come to bat. Craig Counsell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Counsell is 0 for 3 in the game. Counsell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Hall is 0 for 1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Harris throws to second for 1, and Tolbert throws to first, and Morneau drops the ball. Hall moves to second. One out. Ryan Braun is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Braun is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Braun hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hall scores. That run is unearned. It's 11-3, Twins. Sean Henn now pitching. Prince Fielder is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Fielder is 0 for 3 in the game. Fielder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Henn fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Brewers 3. The Twins will come to bat. Seth McClung now pitching. Denard Span is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Span is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Span hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McGehee scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Mauer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Mauer is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Mauer takes first base on ball 4. Justin Morneau is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Morneau is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Morneau strikes out. 2 outs. Michael Cuttier is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Cuttier is 4 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, and a home run. He's got 5 RBIs. Cuttier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Counsell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Twins 11, and the Brewers 3. The Brewers will come to bat. Jody Jarrett is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Jarrett strikes out. One out. Corey Hart batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Hart is 0 for 3 in the game. Hart hits a fly ball into right field. Cuttier settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Matt Gammel is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gammel is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Gammel hits a fly ball into center field, out of the reach of Gomez. Gammel reaches second base with a double. Casey McGehee is at the plate with a count of 3-2. McGehee is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. McGehee takes first base on ball 4. Jason Kendall is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Kendall is 0 for 3 in the game. Kendall hits a fly ball into center field. Gomez settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Minnesota Twins, 11, and Milwaukee Brewers, 3. Goodbye from Hubert H. Humphrey Metrodome in Minneapolis.